Hello and good morning to all of you. And today is what? Today is Wednesday. Okay, it's quite some time since I recorded an episode. Yes, I got busy, some travel, some vacation, and obviously because of that, my podcasting, my writing was put on hold. But a part of me is thinking, hey, Lalita, you should not have put it on hold. Probably you should have created the episode draft. You should have created a writing draft. Or you should have planned well, changed or maybe edited those drafts and scheduled your posts. Scheduled your posts. So now that makes me wonder about my self. Now I'm going into the self-awareness muscle. I'm looking for that muscle. Where is it self-awareness muscle? Where is it that I need to strengthen it? That's a part of me, right? The other part is saying, hey, you enjoyed the vacation, you went around, you know, you were really present in the moment. You are like a present in the moment speaker queen, right? I always talk about present in the moment. It's true, guys. If you really make a commitment to yourself and keep saying, I choose, I make a choice to enjoy every moment of my day, a part of you again will say, oh my God, it's selfish, you're not supposed to enjoy. No, you're always supposed to worry. You know, there is also a research that brain always tells you to be unhappy. So anyway, you have to tell the brain, hey, okay, I'm here. So I did enjoy, you know, the vacation, the parks, temple visit, and the company of my friends, eating different cuisine, treating people, and then being treated, you know, with some good gifts, lunch and all that. You know, everything was fantastic, right? So guys, we have to remind ourselves sometimes, you know, after you have had a fantastic time, happy, everything, and then you come back and then you revive yourself, you say, okay, I have to do this, I have to do that, all that, blah, blah, blah. A part of you says, or, you know, oh my God, you should have done this, you should have done that. Okay, so sit with that part. I promise you, you'll do better when you do these types of techniques, you know, when you process and, you know, use these techniques. So sit with that part, talk to that part. Hey, did you really not do that, or all sorts of things, you know? That's why I'm a big proponent of writing. Write all the thoughts and just feel the feelings of guilt, feelings of shame, feelings of helplessness. Feel it. Do not allow it to go for future. Okay? Breathe into those feelings. Take a deep breath. Connect the triune brain, the reptilian complex, the physical part, and then the emotional mammalian, and then the neocortex. Connect them. So when you're writing, you're using the neocortex, planning, talking. So the different parts are talking. That part which took vacation, enjoyed, is connecting with this part, the present part, which says, oh, you didn't do the podcasting episode, you didn't do this, you could have scheduled. It's fine. Write down everything. What happens is, in the future, you will now create a new part which will say, come on, let's do, before even vacation, let's get some flow zone, get into some flow zone and create 3 articles. Schedule them and go. Schedule it for your vacation. When you're on vacation, schedule it to be published during that time. So that you are enjoying, you're accomplishing both. You're enjoying your vacation, plus on the side, it's getting scheduled. The post is being scheduled. And perfectly on that day, your article will be published. It's just like your bill pay. You schedule your bill pay for a certain day, your money goes, your service provider gets paid, and you're not paralyzed, right? Okay, now let's go to today's title. This one change motivated me to restart. And the subtitle is, small changes can make a huge impact. My last article for the short form, that is another publication, sub-publication, was way back in August 2022. sticking to the word count was tough. What inspired me today? Revised guidelines as per the following article. So the sub-publication short form of medium.com, they have now changed their submission guidelines. Okay. What was the one sentence that made me jump out after my siesta? I love to have my afternoon nap. What was the one sentence that made me jump out after my siesta? Now, go do some writing. Have fun and enjoy the community of writers, readers, clappers, mentioners. How do I want to share what I learned in 25 minutes of video watching in 150 words? Please watch an impactful video, Choices That Can Change Your Life. I have given the link to that video. Check this out in my article. Please see that. Watch that. Okay. Words of wisdom. What I gain, the juice or the nectar. Live a life of integrity. Pass your wisdom and not your suffering. Pass your wisdom and not your suffering. Take calculated risks and be in the newness and not afraid of it. Huge, right? Oh my God. I want to read it again with you. And I'm assuming that you're also reading it aloud when you listen to me. Okay. Words of wisdom. Live a life of integrity. Pass your wisdom and not your suffering. Take calculated risks and be in the newness. I did not even know this word newness. So be in the newness and not afraid of it. Thank you, Nancy Blackman, for helping me restart. Now, there's another quote I was reminded of. Small hinges open huge doors. Have you observed that? Small hinges open huge doors. And what do I mean by small hinges? Slight change in the guideline from the short form. Open huge doors. Help me restart writing. Because they had, in the new guideline, they had relaxed. Okay, this 150 words is only for this purpose. You can delete the title count and all that stuff. So that was a change. But then it is a slight change in the guideline that helped me restart writing. Again, I've given the link to another article. Editing is not as easy as writing. Last, please subscribe and support. I've given the link to the podcast and also link to Medium article. With that said, hey guys, this is an article for short form. I did have a prelude or something where I spoke a lot before I started recording the episode, you know, reading the article aloud. But it's a short one, short episode. With that said, you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye.